Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 28th of October. I hope you're well. Thank you for the feedback yesterday. A few of you intimated to me where the anonymous email may have come from. I have no idea. I don't follow that said source or get involved in it. I'm not going to go into those details now, but if that said source does want to come on and discuss that data, if that is where it's from, I am more than happy to do so. If they want a non-confrontational sit down and discuss that data, so everybody can benefit and get all angles of it, I am more than happy. I'm free to do that on the pod any day of the week. That's all I can say. All I was highlighting was that people do tend to say things that fits their narrative and perhaps look over short periods. And it's all very well saying this is happening in COVID, that's happening in COVID. Has it happened pre-COVID? Or is it absolutely complete anomaly? And the data I picked yesterday was making two comparisons. Other people then fed me stuff off that yesterday, which I looked into. You know, like we found a massive run in 2017 of teams that were 0-1 down at halftime. Odds on teams that didn't win, which a longer run, I think, than is currently going on. So, you know, it did lead to stuff. I enjoy that sort of stuff. So, as I say, if the source, whoever sent that email or whoever they're representing or whatever, wherever it comes from, and I'm not getting into the ins and outs of that, just doesn't interest me. But if they do want to come on the pod, clearly you know how to contact me. Clearly you listen to the pod. Clearly you follow me on Twitter because all that was quoted in there. So you're more than welcome to come on the pod. And we'll do an hour and discuss football data. More than welcome for that to happen with anybody. Doesn't matter who it is or what they think that I may think of them. You're more than welcome to come on and let's discuss it. Let's see if that happens. There's probably zero chance, but there you go. I've put it out there so we can see. And on that note, just talking about, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about, how people do things to fit their narrative. I'm going to talk to you about soy sauce today. A government department tweeted yesterday, something to do with break-off, I like a bit of soy sauce, particularly Kekkonen, that soy sauce, and again, people are going to say it's Brexit. I'm not talking about Brexit, I'm talking about how information is put across to suit a narrative. If we go to a WTO deal, there would be a 6% tariff on soy sauce. As it is at the minute, we don't pay a tariff on soy sauce, and the government have done a deal with Japan, and they tweeted that because of this great deal, soy sauce will be cheaper in January. Because of this great deal. Well, no, it won't, because there's no tariff now. We're not going to go to 6% because of this deal, but it's not going to be any cheaper. It's going to be the same because there's no tariff either way. So see how they want to paint this narrative of, look at us, we're coming out of Europe and this is the great deals we're doing. Well, actually, no, what you've managed to do there is keep the status quo. And just that's what annoys me. It's nothing to do with, again, I keep saying it and people don't believe, it's nothing to do with Brexit. It's the way things are put across and done. Just be accurate and say, we've done a deal, so we're going to be able to stay the same. Don't say it's going to be cheaper. That's a government department tweeting about bloody soy sauce and it's going to be cheaper. And I think Kekkonen soy sauce comes from Holland anyway, and that's in the EU, and we ain't done a deal with them yet. So shut up about it altogether till you've got it all sorted. But it's exactly the same sort of thing. Just you can in this day and age, particularly to people who don't want to check things, just almost say anything and people just take it as read. And that's exactly what I was saying with that football yesterday. I have no idea with COVID. I've not said it's not having an effect. I've not said it's having an effect. I've said I haven't got enough data. And I've looked at stuff that's going on pre-COVID and looked at stuff that's happening in COVID. And at the minute, I've not got enough evidence to say that is what's definitely having an effect. We will see over time. That's exactly what I said yesterday. We'll get to the end of the season and see. But we'll also see with soy sauce. It won't be cheaper. I think it was, I don't watch Bake Off, but I think it all came out of loads of soy sauce being on Bake Off. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, you don't listen to me for that. Right, the old negs. We done it again yesterday, didn't we? Keep chalking up the points profit. Tomorrow, the lucky people are going to find out who's in Telegram tomorrow. We'll be doing that. Right, we have got one meeting for Pod Horses today, Kempton. We're standing at, we added more points to the kitty yesterday, so we're standing since the 9th of October, 21.1 points win and play, win market, 17 in the place market, 38, nearly 39 points overall. Been a cracking little run. Long may it continue. So hopefully, well, I know a few of you are making a few quid, and I think the mentions did okay, and one guy put his 140 points up. He's done some forecasts. Crack on, son. Well done. Right, Kempton 4:15 aces. Kempton 4:45 top time. Kempton 5:15 Arian Fox. Kempton 5:45 Uzinkso. Kempton 6:15 Roman Spinner, and Kempton 8:15 French Polish. And again, I'm going to say it because it just doesn't have to do it. I thank Nitesh. He puts them on the pot Twitter every day in a nice orderly little grid for people. It is much appreciated. Right, I've got some other bits now as well. The mentions, I'm going to need to get, I'll do this every day, and I've got to get Betfair up. Bear with me while I do that. Where are we? Accept all cookies, football. All football. Why am I going football? I'm talking football. We want to go horse racing. They might help if we get the sport right. Okay, it is 11:53. Okay, right. I have got small win and place, 2 minutes Turkish in the 102 at Fakenham. Small win and place. 3:02. We've got an odds on favourite. Take it on with Time to Chill. Time to Chill. Jack Tudor's mount. Win bet, take that on. 3:32 big price. No, not big price. Not a big price. Wrong horse. I can't read properly. Sorry about that. I got that completely wrong. Nope. 3:32. Nothing. I've got that completely. Sorry. 4:02. This is the one. Couldn't find the right horse. 4:02. Go Pharisee Flyer. Which is 16. Go Pharisee Flyer, win and place. Taunton. Right, let me get GB. Taunton. Small win and place, Jawshan, 29. Small win and place, Jawshan, 2:10. 2:10. There. Oh, this is a big price. 2:10 Valentino, small win and place, and Caddy Hill for the win. So Valentino currently 100, weak market at the minute. It's 100 one side, 8:20 the other. Got a feeling that might be a reasonable price. Not going to say it's winning, of course, but Valentino in the 2:10. So and 4:40 Carly. Brendan Powell's mount, Carly, 4:40 at Taunton. It was entered entry in the weekend, and it's been pulled out of that to run here. So assuming that the ground is better. So Carly in the 4:40. There you go. Sorry, I'm scrolling through a load of text when I do that bit. I should really sit and do the text and write them down, which is what will happen when we move to Telegram. I'll have a bit more time to do it as opposed to get it out before the pod. And I've got nothing football-wise for tonight. A bit more Championship and League One. And then obviously we'll be back on Friday with all the football for the weekend. Okay, that is me done. Have a lovely Wednesday. As I say, that anybody who wants to come on the pod, we've got a few people lined up. Going to start those next month again. If you want to come on and talk about that data and COVID and half-time scores and underdogs and away teams, I'm here. You know where I am. Come and put your name forward, and let's not do the anonymous rubbish. And what if it is from that source? Don't do it all in whatever way you do it. Come and talk to us, and let's do it and see where you're at. Right, okay, that's me done. Have a lovely, what is it? What is it? It's Wednesday. Yeah, have a good Wednesday, and I will speak to you all tomorrow.